You may have seen the science paper that's been circulating widely, where the scientists in the paper argue that it is their moral responsibility to weaponize the ticks to cause so-called alpha-gal syndrome, which makes people allergic to red meat when they eat it. So, and the way these scientists argue for this should be very alarming to anyone paying attention. They say that the scientific community has a moral obligation to do this in order to, of course, protect humanity from climate change. Thus, they believe that they can decide to infect humanity with engineered bioweapons to alter their food choice behavior in order to, you know, appease their own internal drives about a total hoax, because climate change is a hoax. Carbon dioxide is not a damaging molecule in the atmosphere. It is the food for plants. It is the miracle molecule for life on Earth. In fact, because of rising CO2 levels over the last, 80 years or whatever, the Earth is greening. We are seeing more green areas. The forests are expanding. Grasslands are expanding. Semi-arid regions are becoming more green. This is proven by NASA satellite imagery. And that's because rising CO2 grows more plants, more green, more crops, more food yields from those crops. The farming works better. This is because of rising CO2. It's good for the planet. So first of all, we have to unpack the multiple layers of science stupidity in the scientific community, or scientism, which is their religion. But number one, they're completely ignorant about photosynthesis, I guess. They don't understand that carbon dioxide is good for the planet because they've been brainwashed into some kind of weird climate cult that's completely irrational and just frankly stupid. The great stupening, as I call it, which is the quickening of stupidity. I call it the stupening. And boy, the scientists fell for the stupening very quickly. They were the first to get stupid. And so, yeah, they're totally wrong about climate change. And then they say, because of climate change, we want to build bioweapons and infect everybody with a food allergy? Yeah, that's the way they think. That's how evil they are. Now, you realize, I'm sure, these are the same kind of people who previously argued for putting infertility chemicals into the food supply to reduce human populations, because they think humanity is bad. They do. That's part of their philosophy, that in their minds, humanity is bad. And so, you see, they are just one more step away from just putting death chemicals into the food supply. Oh, wait, they've already done that. Pesticides, herbicides, hormone disruptors, you name it. So have no illusions, folks. Have no illusions. When I say that mainstream science is actively trying to exterminate humanity, that is not hyperbole, it's not an exaggeration, and it's not an opinion. It is a statement of fact, and they admit it. They admit it openly, because when they want to shut down the world's energy infrastructure, which is what they called for during climate change, that would lead to mass famine and starvation and depopulation. When they want to inject everybody with toxic death jabs, which are, of course, bioweapons, that is designed to kill people. When they want to make you allergic to nutrition, which would be, alpha-gal syndrome and the bioweaponized ticks, they are admitting that they will use bioweapons against human populations in order to leave you malnourished, to leave you iron deficient, which, especially in women, causes all sorts of horrible problems if you're trying to have children. Think about it. So these scientists are anti-human. These scientists are evil. They are Satanists. They should consider themselves to be members of the Church of Satanism, not scientism. And they want you to die. This is why they had to insist that everybody get jabbed, because they wanted you to die. They literally want you to die. They will say publicly, oh, we want you to be protected against vaccine. No, no, no. They don't want you to be protected. If they wanted protection, and if they thought their vaccines worked, they would be fine to just vaccinate themselves, and they would feel protected against everybody else who wasn't vaccinated. But that's not what they say, is it? In fact, Neil deGrasse Tyson recently is out there screaming about how we're going to have another pandemic because there's so many anti-vaccine people. Well, Neil, if the vaccines work, as you claim, what are you afraid of? Take your jabs and go home. Take double jabs, take triple jabs. We'll wait while you, you know, quadruple down on your jabs. What do you have to fear if your jabs work? But no, people like him want everybody else to take the jabs. Why? Well, because, and I'm not attributing this to Tyson himself, but I'm saying in a broader overall view of what scientism has become, that the realm of scientism wants reduced human population. That is, they want you to die. And they're just coming up with different ways to kill you through the food supply, through fake pandemics, through climate change hoaxes, cutting off energy, through GMOs that cause ultimately crop failures, by the way, not improve yields in the long run. They may improve yields in the short run in certain circumstances, but in the long run, the lack of genetic diversity will lead to crop failures and famine. You know, lack of genetic diversity that's a death sentence for any living system. And hey, the geneticists should know that, but they won't tell you that, you see, because they're always deceiving you. So think about these things, folks. The so-called science community has nothing to do with science. They don't believe in evidence or rationality or even cause and effect. They will tell you crazy, insane, magical things like cancer happens spontaneously without cause. Just out of the blue, shazam, there's cancer. That's magical thinking, which is something they mock, but then they invoke it themselves. Or they'll tell you that carbon dioxide is bad for trees, which is just the dumbest thing. It's like saying, you know, water is bad for cats, or, you know, it's the dumbest thing imaginable. But in the realm of scientism, they will embrace and say the dumbest things that you could possibly imagine. And they will insist that they alone have the monopoly on truth, and that all their drugs are safe and effective, and all their jabs are safe and effective, even though when they're studied, the actual evidence shows they kill people. They kill people. They increase risk of early fatalities from all causes, by the way. I mean, it's statistically borne out in multiple peer-reviewed published studies, but the scientism cultists don't want you to know about any of that. So anyway, they just want you to get bitten by ticks, stop eating meat, stop using energy, starve to death. Oh, stop having children too. And they want you to just starve to death and give them, the scientists, all the power over your life so that they are the high priests of control, social control. They alone get to determine what you're allowed to do, how far you're allowed to travel. Really, they want you to live in 15-minute cities eating Soylent Green, which is just a form of modern cannibalism. They would be fine with that, and they would tell you that, hey, you know, human meat is perfectly clean. That's what they would say. It's like the filthiest thing you could possibly eat on this planet is human meat. Why? Because most humans are full of spike protein. It's like, hey, you know, how would you like a spike protein steak? What? No, thank you. I'll freaking eat crickets and grasshoppers before I touch that stuff. Anyway, don't trust the scientism cultists. They are insane and they are evil and they are serpents of deception. They lie to you all the time. You want to get the truth about how to be healthy, how to be real, how to prevent disease, how to enhance your health. You know, follow me, obviously. I've been teaching this for 25 years. Naturalnews.com is where you get my articles. Brightvideos.com is where you can catch my videos. And you can also use my AI engine at brightanswers.ai, which gives you all the answers about all of this. You can ask any question you want. You're going to get good answers. So check out those websites. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.